Father Goriot by Honoré Balzac, translated by Ellen Marriage. Section 1. To the great and illustrious Geoffrey Saint-Hilaire, a token of admiration for his works and genius, de Balzac. Madame Vainqueur, née de Conflans, is an elderly person who for the past 40 years has kept a lodging-house in the Rue Neuve Saint-Genevieve, in the district that lies between the Latin Quarter and the Faubourg Saint-Marcel. Her house, known in the neighborhood as the Maison Vainqueur, receives men and women, old and young, and no word has ever been breathed against her respectable establishment. But at the same time it must be said that, as a matter of fact, no young woman has been under her roof for 30 years, and that if a young man stays there for any length of time, it is a sure sign that his allowance must be of the slenderest. In 1819, however, the time when this drama opens, there was an almost penniless young girl among Madame Vainqueur's boarders. That word drama has been somewhat discredited of late. It has been overworked and twisted to strange uses in these days of dolorous literature. But it must do service again here, not because this story is dramatic in the restricted sense of the word, but because some tears may perhaps be shed entre et extra muro before it is over. Will anyone without the walls of Paris understand it? It is open to doubt. The only audience who could appreciate the results of close observation, the careful reproduction of minute detail and local color, are dwellers between the heights of Montrouge and Montmartre, in a vale of crumbling stucco watered by streams of black mud, a vale of sorrows which are real, and joys too often hollow. But this audience is so accustomed to terrible sensations that only some unimaginable and well-nigh impossible woe could produce any lasting impression there. Now and again there are tragedies so awful and so grand, by reason of the complication of virtues and vices that bring them about, that egotism and selfishness are forced to pause and are moved to pity, but the impression that they receive is like a luscious fruit, soon consumed. Civilization, like the car of a juggernaut, is scarcely stayed perceptibly in its progress by a heart less easy to break than the others that lie in its course. This also is broken, and civilization continues on her course triumphant, and you too will do the like. You who with this book in your white hand will sink back among the cushions of your armchair and say to yourself, perhaps this may amuse me. You will read the story of Father Goriot's secret woes, and dining thereafter with an unspoiled appetite, will lay the blame of your insensibility upon the writer, and accuse him of exaggeration, of writing romances. Ah, once for all, this drama is neither a fiction nor a romance. All is true, so true that every one can discern the elements of the tragedy in his own house, perhaps in his own heart. The lodging-house is Madame Vainqueur's own property. It is still standing in the lower end of the Rue Neuve Saint-Genevieve, just where the road slopes so sharply down to the Rue de l'Arbalète. That wheeled traffic seldom passes that way because it is so stony and steep. This position is sufficient to account for the silence prevalent in the streets shut in between the dome of the Pantheon and the dome of the Val de Grâce. Two conspicuous public buildings, which give a yellowish tone to the landscape and darken the whole district that lies beneath the shadow of their leaden-hued cupolas. In that district, pavements are clean and dry. There is neither mud nor water in the gutters. Grass grows in the chinks in the walls. The most heedless passer-by feels the depressing...